Elon Norsterkenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! Back in my day, Porter Turkle, that bastard.
Beast!
Boom, wink.
The finished conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 128 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, March 20th. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about December slides in March, kiwis, and tampons.
Tampons.
The slides of March.
Slides of March. I like
slides
that.
And tampons does not seem to, like it should run together.
In the studio with me, as always, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, people?
And across from me on the table is Jive.
Good evening.
And in the studio with us, friend of the show.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Frosty Boy.
Hey, hello.
Chris Frost.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, it's been a while since we've had a
well,
show.
Since we've had you on.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was gone for a week and a half in my Baltic Scando trip.
Well, it's been like, what, 3 weeks since your voice has been on the air?
Well, it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks missed.
Oh, 2 weeks missed. Yeah, I suppose it's been 3 weeks. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's it was a great trip. Got to see EFKO game, which is the IFK Helsinki. I think the Finnish translation is like friends of hockey in sport or something like that. It's like very Russian because that's where the K is. Like it's comrades. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because Finnish is a weird language. So let's just be honest here.
Well, isn't it a mix of like Germanic and like Russian and
I don't think it has any Germanic stems. It's like its own weird little beast. It's a weird language.
Crazy, and that's with a K.
Crazy with a K, and probably two I's somewhere in there.
K R A Z I I.
You're right. Yep. I gotta say, getting to see a game in Helsinki was awesome. For one, I got to see Nicholas Backstrom
ride the pine.
That's cool.
Ride the pine.
Oh, he did.
As per usual, I was genuinely hoping he was playing, but I think he played the game before. And considering he's the old guy on the team, that was a bit of a bummer. But at the same point, it was kind of humorous, you know. On the flip side, getting to experience hockey in Finland was crazy. For one, they don't allow beer in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you had is you had people at the period break, stands emptied, and people are two-fisting it in the stand in the concourse, just like, I'm going to get my booze in here. So that part was pretty
hockey
crazy.
Hockey fans are special.
The other side was they don't eat like with their hands in Finland. So it's like, if you want to order a hot dog, it actually costs more for the bun. You can actually just get a cup with three hot dogs in it. And that's like the normal thing is like it had the Finnish word and then cup o' wieners. And it was like, well, I'm going to go, when in Finland, why not eat the cup of wieners?
Dude, that could be our new show name. It's cup of wieners.
Some play for the Stanley Cup. Some play for the Wiener
cup.
Cup
of wieners.
We would probably own the cup
wiener
of wieners.
Cup of wieners, yes.
We should make that a thing where we give the cup of wieners to whatever team is, whatever we deem is cup of wienery. Ish.
Hey, so Chris, I see your kid London is joining us.
Apparently.
You want to say hi?
Hey, London. And I believe Gretchen is watching as well. And so is probably the wife. Hey, Christine.
All right.
So you got to behave yourself.
I do have to behave myself.
At least your family watches you. Mine just, ignore me. Oh, you're going to do the podcast tonight? See ya.
Thanks for nothing,
yeah,
Dad.
Right.
Well, I'd say this is my big break, so.
My big break. There we go.
Yeah, I must say thank you for the trooper.
Oh, yeah, welcome.
The tastiest British-style lager outside of, like, Britain. Old Speckle Hen. Or
London Pride.
London Pride, right.
I'm pretty sure that whole thing started with one random game where, Aaron, I think you were gone.
No, I think I bought the bottle up at, what the hell is that place?
Well, that was after it happened. I'm pretty sure I just randomly tweeted. I was like, dude, they just played the Trooper. Prezi's, or Suter, somebody's got a score, and like Suter just nailed it in like 20 seconds later.
Oh, and then I saw the Trooper up at Merwin's.
And then it just kind of like snowballed from there.
And I was like, well, it's a, you know, the Trooper isn't cheap for a beer.
No.
But it was like, well.
And actually, I'm pretty sure that Chris was the one that followed me right after that.
Within seconds.
It was
seconds.
Like every other time it was like, dude, the Trooper. Trooper.
But it's weird because it correlates to us scoring, so we just need to play it more.
I just happened to pull a Nostra Kenius moment, like at that one time, and it worked.
One time that it actually worked.
Hey, even Nostradamus is wrong like 90% of the time.
I know Nostra Aranus was totally wrong yesterday, so there is that. But before we get too far into actual like hockey talk, I brought some gifts from my Scando trip. So, I've got this nice,
circa 1980 or 1897. Wow,
EFCO bag, and that's IFK, and they'll chant during the games. EFCO. I mean, it's like they're into it more so than Wild fans normally.
Huh.
And it's about half the size. I'd say the stadium's about half the size, but I don't know. It's a
fun game.
Fun game.
So,
I know this makes good audio here, but I've got three things, and I'll do them randomly, but I've got hockey pulver. I have no idea what this is. It says super salt, so I'm guessing it's salty licorice. I've got fizzy bubble hockey pulver.
So is that like fizzy salty?
I got super cert. I have no idea what S-U-R-T cert is. Super
looks
cert.
Looks like it's got to be cinnamon hot.
Super cert. And then we've got...
That looks scary.
Hockey pucker.
Hockey pucker.
You stupid hockey pucker.
And I love the face on this guy because he just looks like a drunken goon. You know, like old Pollock.
Hey.
That's not a Finn face. That's a Pollock face.
That's a Pollock face.
And right actually, the Scando people, they don't like the Polish people because they were at a war for the longest time.
Well, it's funny, like, the Pollocks are getting, like, just rained down upon everywhere now. The Pollocks are, the slaves of the Irish right now, or the immigrants. the Pollocks are similar to the Mexicans.
Okay, I don't know where you're going with this.
It's crazy, but
You're going down on dark road right now, buddy. Okay, Chris, pick a hand left or right.
I'll go right.
Okay, and then Jive left or right.
Right.
You get... Super cert. Let us know how that is. And you get hockey pucker.
You said this one was scary.
I don't know what cert is. I don't speak Finnish. Left or right?
They both went right. I'm going left.
And you get super salt.
Hey!
And I get fizzy bubble.
How do you open
fizzy
this?
Bubble. I have no idea.
Ooh.
Wow, this is... Oh, there's like a little strip you can.
Oh,
those have got to be
solid. Wait, what
the? This looks dangerous.
What am I supposed to do? Snort this?
Oh man.
Oh yeah, it totally is like a.
Seriously, like.
Oh,
snorted.
What the hell is this?
How'd you get it off?
There's like a little strip you can kind of break away.
I mean, like, dude, Aaron, are you smuggling coke? Should I?
This is the weirdest stuff.
Oh, this is like a lick of me.
Is it sour?
Oh, yeah. This is really sour. Holy shit.
I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of licorice gone wrong.
Oh, this isn't too bad.
This one is really,
it is very salty. Oh my
God. This is really sour. Like,
whoa.
Okay, Aaron, that's kind of licorice-y.
Yeah, this is going around.
I still haven't even gotten into mine.
Oh,
what'd you call that?
That's grandpa-proofed
earlier.
Actually, yeah, the super salt isn't as bad as I thought
it
would be.
No, I mean, give it a second, though. If it gets on your tongue, it has a little bit more of a salty flavor.
But it's not bad. It's like almost like cinnamon or something.
Ooh.
I have no idea what this is. Oh. This is just bizarre.
That is definitely sour.
Yeah, it's super sour.
Jive, you need some help.
Oh, I think I finally got it.
This is a lot like the double zoot that Teresa gave us. But
is it?
Okay. Not as brutal.
You got some of the... Oh, here. You want to try some of the double zoot?
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Mmm.
Yeah, it's like the double... This is like single zoot.
That's a little sour.
Yeah, it's like single zoot.
Yeah.
But not nearly as astringent.
No, but it breaks up in your mouth.
Yeah. That's not nearly as bad.
Who put the cover back on this thing? Damn it, Kenny.
Do I rub this on my gums or what?
That's what I was wondering.
Do a gummy? All right. I'm a gummy bear.
That's just
bear.
Straight salt.
Right? Oh, yummy, gummy
Which
bear.
One? This is the Super Cert. Super Cert.
And whatever that thing over there was, it stuck to my teeth.
It's kind of like a bottle cap. Oh, goodness gracious, my. Oh.
There you go.
This just tastes like salt.
Oh.
This is that the one from Jive? Viewing.
Yeah. Oh, good God.
It tastes...
No, I can't even open this bugger, too. No, I think I just closed it.
What was the blue one?
The sour?
Yeah, sour.
Oh.
Ugh, I can't even get
this
that.
This one's kind of sour, too, Eric.
That hockey puck is bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Hockey pucker.
Now that we're done, like, did you try that one yet?
Yeah.
Now that we're done passing powders around.
Wait, I got the blue one.
Oh, you got another one?
I got another one. This is Salmiakki Palaloku. Sounds Hawaiian.
It does.
But this is salty licorice.
Hey, Chris, are you still working on the double zoot from Teresa?
Yeah, it's killing me.
If you want to spit it out, it's terrible. If you want to spit it out, we won't take offense. Teresa might. But we won't.
No, she just asked how you were doing.
You can concede defeat. And
I am.
I think I'm the only one that made it through.
That's brutal.
Oh,
so this is
horrible.
Imagine like the salty licorice stuff, but this is actually really good. And actually, I tried one of these, and I bought the bag because it was so good, actually.
Those are like the
just in time for Easter. They're like the robin's eggs.
These are like the licorice that my grandma used to get, the candy coated licorice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely salty, but it's not like
You know what I'm talking about? Like with like the pastel pink and pastel green.
Mm-hmm. Right. It just got a little bit of saltiness. It's not
a fan.
That's good.
It's not as bad as
double zoot.
It's not double zoot.
Ugh.
All right. And last, Mintu.
Oh, is this to cleanse the palate?
This is the cleanse the palate here. It's Koskenkorva. They also make a salmiakki, which is a salty licorice version of this. But this is they're Fisherman's
Fisherman's Friend.
Fisherman's Friend.
Yeah.
And they soak them in grain alcohol, so it should be pretty good.
So is this like peppermint schnapps to Finland?
Yes.
We're going fishing?
No, you guys are going casting.
Right.
I might be going fishing.
One's mine?
I think so. I don't know, the booze will clear it off, right?
Yeah.
I was just watching.
I was passing the bottle around so everyone can pour to their liking.
I was watching Adam Ruins Everything last night. Have you seen that show?
That's a great show.
And he had one about... Adam ruins sex. And he's like, yeah. It's like everybody like basically says herpes is bad, but 90% of the people have herpes. So, yeah.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I have no idea either.
Okay.
Cheers,
I'm
boys.
Really glad you brought that up.
Wow.
So here's to us getting on with the show.
Yeah. Talking hockey.
All right.
I think we have like not much to talk about.
That was actually pretty good.
Fresh in my breath.
Yep.
I almost thought I should have just swished it and spit it back out.
Mm-hmm. Toothpaste flavor.
Fisherman's Friend. So with that,
oh, there's a kid, one of my kids. Yep. Hey, Gretchen.
Hi, Chris's kid from Bell's.
All right, should we get into it, guys?
Yes, let's do this.
All right, here we go. Oh, so we're going
to
do...
So now onto the bad news.
Yeah. That we're going to do a little recap here. We've been gone for a couple weeks. Some of us have been gone for 3 weeks, but...
Aaron's not allowed to leave the country anymore.
Yeah.
Hockey season.
It's kind of been a we'll just call it a trying time over the last couple of weeks here.
Yeah, I've been trying not to pull my hair out.
Yeah, we've managed to muster... What, one win in our last 8 games? So that said, we're hitting a little rough patch here.
2 points out of a potential 16. You call that rough?
Yeah. We're currently on a 5 game losing streak. We haven't even gotten like a OT, you know.
We got a little bonus points.
Yeah.
We got nothing.
We got nothing in there. So you know, with as far as for Boudreaux, this is one of his longest losing streaks.
I think it's his first his, 5
no,
game.
Not
right?
one of his longest.
It is his longest. Okay. And so now we kind of find ourselves 7 points behind the Blackhawks.
Not good.
No. Not good.
Unless we're trying to face him in the first round and have this like epic Boudreaux versus Blackhawks first round.
Boudreaux versus Coach Q.
Who comes out alive, you know?
I mean, really, though, is it a big deal if the Wild don't hit that, the first spot in the division?
Here's the thing. I've been seeing all these, like, Instagram photos pop up of, oh, this team clinched and this team clinched. Like, you know, Washington and I think Chicago and I think Columbus. You know what we haven't seen is the Wild clinch. So, it's still possible on this trend that we don't make playoffs.
I mean, they keep playing like this. I mean, one win out of 8 games. Yeah, you're going to have a tough time.
Yeah.
But as unlikely as that is.
But exactly. And I think if you take a look back, I mean, even if you look at a team like Washington, I think they recently went through, you know, a little bit of a slide themselves where they lost 3 or 4 in a row. Where the Wild are at now, we've, you know, now lost 5 in a row. You know, I don't know if, you know, yes, we probably should worry a little bit, but I think that, you know, they're still, they've built up the cushion where this isn't killing our season at this point right now.
This is true.
And, you know, we're finding some things out right now, really.
So you're saying the Wild should do the classic Vikings back into the playoffs kind of move at this point?
No.
We're shooting for a wild card spot? Is that what we're really doing?
Well, I mean, you know, it wouldn't be right if the Wild were not in a wild card spot.
Why?
They kind of named it after them, right?
Drum roll, please. There we go. Now, at the moment, what's our playoff picture? Who would we be facing?
I think we'd be against the Blues at this point right now, if I look.
But at this point, I wouldn't feel comfortable facing... I mean, do you guys feel comfortable facing anyone right now, the way the Wild are playing?
No.
I mean...
really, I think that the Wild, though, they're kind of a... At this point, they're close. It's not like they're being completely blown out of the water.
Yeah.
Yes, they have... managed to dig themselves into some huge holes, going down 2-0, 3-0, and having to fight back in these games. But usually they're able to come back within, you know, a goal.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but a loss is still a loss, whether you fight back to within a goal or not. I mean,
what I'm saying. They're a little bit better start to the game away from, you know, basically be, you know, overpowering these other teams.
Well, and to be fair, the Wild have, when they've, I mean, obviously we've lost a lot of games here, but there's been times in this stretch where the Wild looked like they should have beat those teams. They had so many opportunities, and they just never capitalized on those. And I think that's part of the thing also, because, I mean, you look at the score sheet, and the Wild haven't been scoring. But they've had
shots on goal.
They've had shots on goal.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you got to figure at some point that's going to turn around. And
things are going to start going in. Yeah.
Teams are going to go through bad stretches. I think unless it's the rare team that doesn't have like some sort of stretch. This is a really bad stretch. Let's not sugarcoat it.
But let's be happy that it's happening now. I'd rather it happen now than in the first round of the playoffs, and then we're out in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, starting this off, essentially, we had Chicago where Crawford was just absolutely on fire. We went into Washington, I think, right after that, didn't we? Or was it Tampa Bay? No, I got
it. It was at Washington.
Washington.
Yep. And the Holtby was absolutely on fire.
Lights out there.
And I mean,
that actually, it's a good point, is that a lot of people are saying that we're also hitting hot goalies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a poor excuse, though.
You gotta score.
You do have to score. I mean, but at the same point.
But then they go to Carolina. And a team that we should have actually demolished, and they beat us 3-1. You got the Rangers in there, who the Rangers are actually fighting. The Rangers are sitting in a really good spot
and
right now.
And Lundqvist is hurt, so you got Ranta who's playing, so it's the backup.
But you know,
but he's been playing well as well.
He has been playing well. So
the Rangers are actually sitting in a spot where they've got more points than the team leading the. What's the other metro? Not the metro. The whatever the other Eastern Conference
Atlantic?
Is. Atlantic.
Yeah.
The Rangers have more points than the leading team, and they're going to be a wild card because of that, which is kind of BS.
So the Rangers are playing with their
top.
They're playing with their backup goalie though, and we go into a back to back night. I mean, it was less than 20 hours between games.
But here's the thing. Yeah.
And who do we start? We start Dubnyk and Dubnyk. Where was Kemper in there? I mean,
he's played, one of the last 8 games or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, why not run Kemper out, give Dubnyk a rest?
Right.
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
It's not like Dubnyk is on, like, the hottest streak in the world right now.
Or it's just, that's just telegraphing that Boudreaux doesn't have
any trust there.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, Chicago, Washington, New York, 3 hot teams, 3 hot goalies. We lose to all of them. These are teams that we're potentially going to either be playing in the playoffs at some point, or the caliber of teams we're going to be playing in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to beat these teams.
You know, maybe there's a problem with Boudreaux. He doesn't trust the milkman, but that's because he likes ice cream.
That's a stretch.
It's a forced okay, sorry.
Here, have some hockey pucker.
You can't do that!
Give me some super salt, thank you. Are you salty? Is that what you're...
I'm not, I'm feeling okay.
No, the thing that I've noticed on various forms of social media is the hatred towards the defense. And, you know, that's granted.
We don't talk anything about hating the defense and the defense failing at all.
No, but the thing is.
Never.
Sorry. Sarcasm.
The defense can fail, but at the end of the day, the person behind them has got to stop the pucks going in. And that's, right now it's been Dubnyk, and he's not been doing it.
Right.
Give him a rest.
But if you look at a lot of the goals that have been scored against Dubnyk, the issue stems from more than him just not being able to make a save. It's, he's got.
Brodin scored a good one last night.
Well, yeah, and he's got these guys in front of him, and what is a defensive man's job?
Yeah.
In front of the net, you need to clear out in front of the net. And I think that we have some great defensemen that can make some great defensive plays. We don't have a lot of defensemen with the size necessarily to clear out the area out in front of the net. We went out, you know, during the trade deadline there, and we pick up somebody like Hansel and White, you know, so we got a little more size up front. But that's not helping us out because they're not coming back in back by the net and clearing out in front of the net. And on almost every goal, you know, you see Dubnyk, he's trying to look around, guys, and trying to see where the puck's coming from. He's looking to the left, and it comes into his right. You know, he's looking to the right, and it comes into the left. What's a guy to do if he can't see the puck till it's, you know, coming at him 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour, and he sees it when it's 2 feet in front of him, you know?
Does that have anything to do with, like, the tighter rules, the rule calling in regards to cross-checking nowadays? I mean, back in the day, you'd sit in the crease and you'd just get pummeled.
You would.
No one does that anymore.
I still feel like you do, though. I don't, to an extent,
but you just don't see it anymore. It's just the constant cross-checking, some just people getting
beaten
down. Yeah,
maybe not cross-checking, but you should still be laying a shoulder into a guy. You got a right to box a guy out and gain your area in there. And it's not a, you know.
Have we ever had D that just absolutely box the forwards out in front of our goalies?
No.
No.
I don't ever recall seeing just having very aggressive defensemen like that.
Well, Stoner was a bit of a, he liked to get wild and nasty a little bit.
Or, I mean, is that, I mean, you have your D down there.
You get it in spurts is really, I know I'm one of the biggest critics of him, but you'll see Prosser do that from times when he's actually in position to play, you know,
that's
defense.
The problem, though. I mean, he's great when he's in position and he's doing something like that.
Right.
But he's only there from what we see, what, 20% of the time?
Well, you could make the argument that we have a problem, though, because you got, you know, guys like Dumba, Spurgeon, you know, smaller defensemen, or Brodin even, that aren't really physical guys that aren't going to be like challenging.
Even
forwards.
Scandella, he's tall, but he's a twig.
He's softy.
Yeah.
I mean, if Spurgeon had more size, I could see him doing it. I mean, and he still works his body like there's
He plays bigger than he is.
He definitely does. Yeah. But yeah, that's why I don't know. I guess sometimes I even question maybe the moves that we did make at the trade deadline, going to pick up, you know, a couple of sizable, you know, forwards. I think we've had a pretty good rotation, you know, going on this entire season. And if you look back, you know, when did things start to kind of go south?
Yeah. March.
Right.
In March.
Right after the trade deadline. Right
after the bye week also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and right after we tried to integrate these guys, you know, a couple new guys into our system, we had a good thing going on.
You really had three things going on. You had the trade deadline and getting these two guys in. Yeah. You had the bye week and you had the mumps. So those three things all kind of coincided within a week period.
Yeah.
And since then, you know.
Well, there's been a huge talk about not trade deadline, the bye week just hurting teams more than it's been helping. And I tend to agree. I mean, just looking at numbers, it's bad. It's not good. Like, teams get off. It's anybody going on the vacation. Like, Jive, Aaron, Chris, you're going off the vacation that day before you're gone. Your mind's not at work. Your mind's going, I'm going to be in this place tomorrow.
Hey, yeah.
Don't tell my boss, but I mean, it's like a week and a half later and I'm still.
And John. Well, that's because your boss just got back not that long ago.
He's like, hey, man. And like, he didn't even go to Jamaica.
But I mean, you know, these guys are still human. They have the same thing. It's like, hey, I got 6 days or 3 days off to go spend with my family. Whether they're professionals or not, I mean, their head's still around that whole concept.
They're still in Disney World, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Zucker went to Disney World over.
Well, I think somebody did. I know a couple of the guys, I think, went down to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I think actually those guys all got the mumps.
So
something in the water.
You're right. So, I mean, and we've talked about it here, so there's plenty of blame to go around on this, you know, kind of terrible stretch that we've been in. We got, you know, in the last, what, five games, there's been four goals against or more. I mean, that's not looking really good right there. And I mean, I think, you know, we're at least giving up a couple goals a game. I think Dubnyk's, his goals against over this streak has been above three goals games.
But on the flip side, in the last eight games, we got six games with two or fewer goals, four. So we're not scoring on top of giving up those goals.
So we're not putting them in there, right?
Yeah, and the shots on goal have been like twice as many as the opponent for all of those games.
So, well, if you did have to pick a scapegoat right now, are you blaming then our goaltending, our defense? You know, is it the offense? Is it the coach? Should we kick Boudreaux out already?
I mean, it's a tough choice. I would think they're out of everyone at this table here. You should at least have at least two scapegoats.
Okay, quick round table.
Okay, first scapegoat, I'm going defense.
I'm going to go Boudreaux for not putting in Kemper more often.
All right.
Yep, I back you up on that one.
Jeff?
I would have to go with, I'm going to go with the defense as well. They're pinching at some of the younger guys. I won't name any names.
No, feel free. We're an open table here.
Dumba.
Dumba's been pulling some dumb shit lately.
I've seen some bad things, but he has his redeeming points.
He scored a goal the other night. He's got the capability. That's obvious.
Yes. So I'm not saying fire Dumba or anything like that. Even the other defensemen, we've seen weak plays, from Scandella, even Spurgeon or Suter at moments, there's a lot of gliding going on. I don't know if the gliding is rubbing off onto the other defensemen with Suter. I mean, they see Suter has success gliding, but
there's a lot of goals against where there's a defenseman in position, but he's just not doing anything. He's just sitting there, observing.
Just a body.
So, right. Aaron, you said two.
Yes.
So second one, round table, quickly.
I'm gonna go coaching, and that's basically the line construction and who they're playing. I don't think they're playing the right players consistently enough.
Yeah.
You look at last night or yesterday, I guess yesterday afternoon. Stewart, I don't think we're playing Stewart enough. He's a gritty enough guy, and he's obviously doing something right.
Is that Boudreaux's fault, though?
Or, I think it is Boudreaux.
Or is that Boudreaux having to, now that we've, it is a trade, but, we've brought in these guys. It's not like we really lost anything from what we had.
Right.
And now he's trying to work a couple more guys into the rotation up there.
He's got to start playing the hot hand at some point.
Right.
And I'm hoping we'll see more of Stewart, because Stewart was playing pretty well before the trade.
Stewie just got two goals his last game and almost a hat trick.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Stewart is like a 30 goal a year kind of guy.
Him and Sidney Crosby, man, they're like on the same level.
But there are games when Stewart looks like he could be. He just goes out there like a superstar. It's like,
yeah. I mean, but then there's the game. Well, he was really close to a Gordie Howe hat trick. Yeah, yesterday actually.
Mm-hmm.
it was a boring ass fight, but
All right, so I'm gonna defer.
I'm going coaching. Okay,
I'm gonna defer over to Chris because he kind of got skipped over that last time.
No, I think coaching. They need to start flipping Kemper in more often, and then secondly, I look at Charlie Coyle. He's a big dude.
He's had lots of chances.
But he's a big dude, but he doesn't use his size appropriately.
He's been hit or miss with that. Because, I've seen him at times where he's been fighting in the corners, but all of a sudden he'll just back off. And like going, "Why, dude, you got, like you're saying, he has a size."
But, I'm not talking specifically about in the corners. Say, if he's driving up into the zone, a couple of years ago he was brilliant because he would just lean his shoulder in and use his weight and his size and his strength and push on people and get to position.
Right.
He doesn't seem to be doing that. Yeah, he's stopping, turning, looking for a pass.
Yeah, this year he'll do that stop, turn, and go to the perimeter and do this. And it'll be like
Did you point that out?
Yeah, I pointed
yesterday's game?
Yeah, during yesterday's game. He did it at least twice
where
we had an odd man rush. We had the advantage, and then he peels away, and we've lost that advantage.
Okay. Yeah. before you get too far on this, and Chris, I'm agreeing with you. Is this a coaching issue, though, or is this a player issue? Is this coaches telling him to play a different style than what he was used to?
I think it's just him. I mean,
I don't think we can answer that. You know, we can just see the way he's playing, but we don't know what's being told to him on the bench.
True.
You know, because he started doing it last year when Yo was in.
Sure.
And then, you know, Torch got him fired up a little bit, but, you know, he was starting to do the same thing.
Those are the head coaches, but who knows what the offensive coach.
Well, and, you know, was it last year he was playing hurt?
Yeah,
for
a
good portion of the season?
Well, like 4 seasons ago, he was in the playoffs against Chicago with 2 separated shoulders.
Yeah. I mean, it's like he's hurt all the time, so maybe he's doing something differently just because he's a little banged up. I mean, but that's a problem, though, that you're you either need to change your game completely and still be effective, or say, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
And go take your time to heal.
Right.
Because in fact, you end up hurting the team.
Oh yeah, totally.
If you're not playing to your full level.
Yeah.
And myself, I guess for my second, I would have to go with the offense. We've had, not that they haven't had the chances, but there's been several times where they're just not capitalizing on those chances. Getting a puck up, you know. You got a goalie coming across low, and he's got everything blocked off down low, and you get a puck right on your stick, and you can't raise it up, you know, to the upper shelf and get it above the, you know, the goalie's pads or something. I mean, we've just seen that stuff way too often over this last stretch. And
I mean, Jive, I see what you're saying. I think we're looking at all the missed open nets, and where it's just been a bad bounce, bad fluke, players shooting wide, pommeviling it, you know, what have you. Like, you
that's
know,
why I'm saying Rodgiak, they're off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they are.
And the passes aren't crisp like they were.
What really sucks about that, though, is even, like, even on this downstreak where they've had those opportunities and they know they've shanked it, it's hitting harder on them, I'm guessing, because I haven't talked to them.
Okay, I do have one point, though. You know who's not been bad this whole stretch?
Who?
Granlund.
No, he's been...
I disagree.
Numbers prove differently.
I mean, he's been in play.
16 points in the last 15 games?
And he's been consistently in on opportunities on top of that. I mean, there was a couple plays last night where it was like, I couldn't believe that he was. It didn't look like the Granlund of like 3 years ago. It actually kind of blew my mind. He's kind of changed, I think.
I'm trying to remember the. It was a tic tac pass. It was somebody like tied a mid slot down to one side of the net, and I swear it was over to Granlund on the other side, and he couldn't put it home.
Well, Tim,
he's not the only one shanking shots on this team right now.
Tim, friend of the show, Tim Nato, says you're wrong, Jive.
That's fine. I've been told I'm wrong before. Just ask my wife.
Yeah. Well, we would, but she doesn't watch the show.
Oh, that's right.
No.
You can ask Chris's wife. She's watching.
She is. She's a big Koivu fan. So she loves Koivu. But out of everybody, I think I've been the most wrong on Granlund. I mean, a couple of years ago, I just hated him because he would skate up and, you know, someone would blow on him. Boom, he's off the puck. It's like, oh, you're gone.
Oh, totally.
But he's just completely changed it.
Well, he's playing a different position now.
Yeah.
But he's muscling through plays.
He's willing to get hit.
Yeah.
He's willing to get it.
But he's also smart because before he'd just get plastered.
Yeah.
And he'd be painted on the boards, you know. And now
I just have a visual.
And now he's at least figured out that, hey, I don't want to actually
step inside around the hits. Yeah.
Here's the thing. As a hockey player, it's like, you know, we're all teenagers at one point going to metal shows. You go into a pit, you know you're going to get hit at some point.
Why do I have to go to a metal show?
It could be a punk rock show.
Why do I have to go to a punk rock show?
It could be a Goo Goo doll show.
Why do I have to go to a Goo Goo doll show?
Isn't that a GMP reference?
It is a total GMP reference. So.
I'd rather go see Oasis, thank you.
Yeah. Well, so Jive's not used to being hit. But you get in there, you know you're going to get hit, And it's how you take that hit when it comes. And I think Granny, as a wing now, is more comfortable knowing that the hit's going to be coming. He's able to absorb it and able to keep playing on. Whereas a center, I think he was, you know, a centerman is going to be looking at the defensive and offensive side of plays because he's got to get back. So he's more worried about where the puck is at and not as much paying attention. His head's not as nearly on a swivel as it is or was.
Yeah.
You know, so I think having him on a wing has made a huge difference in his style of play. And obviously it's showing with what he's scoring as far as goals and his assists right now. I think he can pay more attention to doing that and not have to worry about his head being on a swivel nearly as much on what's going around him.
And so don't get me wrong here, because I wasn't trying to, you know, totally bash on Granlund, because, yes, he has had an amazing season. I just don't think that there's really anybody on the Wild at this point right now that, you know, gets an exception for why, you know, things have been going, you know, the way they have lately. But it's a team sport.
But if you're looking, it's going to be a lot of pieces. If you're looking at players that you're like, okay, I can get rid of that guy, he should be one of the last on your list compared to how they're playing this year.
Well, definitely. Okay. Definitely. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not bashing on his play.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying I'm not giving out any exceptions to anybody over this last little stretch. All right. Should we get into the wild card here?
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
So, Mr. Frost.
Yes.
This we aim this at you.
This wild card's for you.
You are the wild card tonight.
Friend of the show for a long time. You appeared on the 3ITBBQ episode.
Yeah.
The show we totally winged between grilling and drinking.
And coming down the record.
Yeah.
It was like when you try to do three things good at one time, usually they all turn out mediocre.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it happened.
That's the problem with three in the box, you know?
Yeah. Jack of
all trades. You try to do three things good, and what do you get? Three things mediocre, right?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
I didn't say anything.
So,
what you got?
Here we go. So you have a bit of an accent going on. I do. Where are you from originally?
I am originally from New Zealand.
Yeah?
Where in New Zealand?
Hawke's Bay, a little town called Havelock North.
Where is that, like, looking at it on a map?
If you look at it on a map, now, this is going to be reversed, but if you look on the North Island, there's a hook out of the right-hand side.
Okay.
And that's Hawke's Bay. And Havelock North is a little town there.
Got it.
I'm going to guess it's on the north side?
It's on the north. All right. Yeah, there's not a lot of ice there.
So did you have, so not, no heights there? No sheep then?
There's sheep. Yeah. Yeah, but it was more orchards.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you were going for some kind of sheep joke.
No. You're not Scottish.
Well,
right?
he's
Welsh.
Blushing.
It's the Welsh that you have to worry about.
Welsh, right.
No, kids, that's not the light. It is. He is turning red.
I'm just so used to it. It's like, come on. It's this Finnish stuff I'm drinking.
I haven't called you an Aussie yet.
No,
so.
Please don't. Looking sweet.
So, okay,
Like disrespectful to say,
say I'm an Aussie.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay,
yeah,
that's like calling you a Mexican, right?
Or a Canadian.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with either of those.
Nowadays,
I'm pretty easy going though.
Fair enough. So, how long have you been in the U.S.?
I have been in the U.S. since 1998, so it's at 19 years.
Okay, so right before the Wild got here.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right,
I used to follow Colorado.
Oh, okay, no. Actually,
someone had to.
You want to know what? I have a confession myself to make here, I guess, to the three in the box crowd. I'm sure some of you guys aren't.
You have an avalanche tattoo.
I don't have an avalanche tattoo.
Okay, just checking.
He's got a Derek Waugh tattoo.
but when the North Stars
is right above his
he's got a Derek Waugh tramp
stamp right above his crease.
When the North Stars were taken away, I definitely wasn't going to go cheer for the Dallas Stars at that point. So What team did I pick up?
Colorado.
I picked up the Avalanche at that point. I
mean, Forsberg's hair. Forsberg's hair.
And, I mean,
come on.
Yeah.
His flow is just
perfect. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, great.
So, great. Minnesota, Twin Cities.
Yep.
Why here?
That's where my wife was from.
Oh, okay.
So, I met her over.
Good lady.
Yep. She's a New Brighton girl. All
right.
No, I met her over in London. She was on vacation, and we kind of just hit it off, and I followed her over here.
What were you doing in London?
I was working in a bar.
So
how predictable?
Yeah, it's kind of the thing.
So you're from New Zealand.
Yep.
You were living in London at that time?
I was living in London. Yep. Dad's English, so I had a British passport.
Oh, okay.
So living there and traveled around Europe a little bit.
So your wife.
Do you have dual citizenship then?
Theoretically, I could. However, I became a U.S. citizen, and they make you give up everything else.
Of course.
So it's a little weird. So, I mean, people travel on two passports.
You
got to
hide behind that wall now.
Have you been threatened by Trump yet?
Not yet. I don't. I mean, I've got the flag tattooed on my leg, so okay. I'm good.
You get the stars and bars on your tattoo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's an angry looking Kiwi.
you kind of had answered this a little bit. You know, you said you were an Avs fan, which we did not have a hockey team at that point when you got here.
No, we didn't.
But why a Wild fan now? Is it just because it's a Minnesota thing, or do you actually enjoy the team?
I enjoy the team. It is a hometown thing. I think the first team that I really got behind was the Calgary Flames. So I've got a big fan of the Flames.
I got to say, as a kid, even as a North Stars fan as a kid, I always liked the Calgary Flames logo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
It's the
Flames!
I remember... you make little sticks that... I don't remember what they called it. It was like a... You make a little stick and you'd have a little board where you'd like... It was like I don't even know what to call it. It's like a... almost like the size of like a checkerboard, but there'd be like a strip of wood with some gaps in between it. And you'd like play with like a checker or something like that. Okay. And you'd have like little sticks that you could like try to. It was like playing.
I have
hockey.
No idea what you're.
Like table hockey sort of thing.
It was like a weird like desktop hockey thing.
Oh yes,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. It was like the.
Exactly. How do you even describe it? It's weird as hell.
It's not like air hockey table. No, and it's not like the bubble hockey, but it's kind of like bubble hockey, but without the bubble.
It's almost like air hockey meets. Like foosball, kind of.
With a
are you talking the slide hockey?
No, it's like you have like a little stick in your hand, and you're like,
oh,
you're like, it's so weird.
It's
like definitely like a middle school kind of thing where, but I remember having a stick that was like Calgary Flames with the C flaming. I mean, because it was Flames, it was cool, you know. I mean,
oh yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. So, I started watching the Flames. Back in New Zealand, they would have the Stanley Cup Finals.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get any other hockey in New Zealand?
No, it was pretty much that. You'd just see the finals. You'd get, like, the Sunday Sports Countdown where they'd show all the best of
So, where'd you get your love of hockey from then? Just watching the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah. It's just because it's completely bizarre. It's not like any game that they play back in New Zealand. So,
okay.
You know, you got them. You got the Boston Bruins, who I'm really partial to as well. So I got, you know, finger in both camps. And then Medicine Hat Tigers, shut up, Felska. Central Conference Champions in the WHL. And then there was actually the first live game that I saw was back in 97. It was the Tigers versus the Kamloops Blazers. So that was pretty neat.
How old were you when you started watching hockey?
Teenager.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just...
Like high school age teenager?
Yeah. Like, I mean, and it wasn't, you'd get what you could see, because it was all pre-internet days. It was just what was on TV.
In New Zealand.
Yes.
So they
are they actually broadcasting hockey in New Zealand?
They do now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, but, more, like NHL hockey?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, back in the day, there was like 2-3 TV channels.
Well, much like all of us have experienced at some point.
Yeah, so
kids these days don't realize that.
No,
they don't.
I don't want to watch this now.
That's it. Yeah. All right, turn it off. Boom.
Right.
So, obviously, very limited. I mean, if you only got Stanley Cup playoffs or mm-hmm. Stanley Cup championships in New Zealand. Were you a big sports fan as a kid?
Yeah.
What did you watch? What was your sport?
Rugby. I mean, every Kiwi grows up watching rugby. And, you know, that's almost part of the psyche of the country. You grow up watching it.
Like high schools and stuff over there, do they play like here, you know, in America, you know, football is a pretty big deal. Yeah.
Or a three-sport athlete in high school.
Yeah, you'd play, you know, rugby, and then in summer you'd play cricket or tennis or something like that. But,
tennis pretty big?
Tennis is just a sport, I guess.
I mean, okay.
You can't do anything
I mean,
else
cricket is
tennis.
The summer sport, right?
Well, you know? No, I mean, like, I look at it here, like a three-sport athlete for high school, you'd have, like, football.
Basketball.
Football, hockey. And then either basketball or hockey, mm-hmm. and then baseball in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, so that's your three sports, your three trimesters of
high school. I had football or soccer.
No, that would be football or soccer. But, yeah. I mean, like, you brought up tennis or cricket. I mean, like, where does... Because tennis here for the boy, well, at least when I was in high school...
For boys, it's...
Boys was in the spring, but the girls was in the fall.
Yeah, I mean... Theoretically, you could play it all year round.
Well, obviously.
You know, you don't
were you
to...
pretty equatorial?
What?
How close to the equator?
Oh,
here comes the chocolatier. Oh, the chocolatier.
But geography was not my best subject.
No. It's 44 degrees south of the equator.
So you're actually very similar to
Tasmania. Longitude, latitude of that?
I don't know the longitude, but the latitude. take Tasmania, we're right across.
Adjust your latitude, man.
So do you have Tasmanian devils there?
No.
You got a proper winter.
Not really.
No?
Not where I was from. It was very much California-like.
Oh, okay.
You know, you'd get
on the north side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A north right. and, you know, on the east coast, the rain shadow area, it was nice and hot and dry.
I'm guessing pretty maritime, you know. It's
yes.
Like, it's not like here where you get the continental, like, deep freeze, you know.
No. I mean, you'd get the storms coming up from the
My last question, this is the most important one.
All right.
And now the Simpsons visited Australia, and I know you're from New Zealand, so it's a little bit different. But does your toilet spin the opposite direction when you flush it?
Yes, it does.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's it. It's awesome. And honestly, the last time that I went back, was that a couple of years ago, I particularly watched it. And I would like fill the sink up, spin it around clockwise, stop it, and then it would stop and it would go back.
Humongous is
bizarre.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
Gone.
Saving the most important question.
That was
deep. You know, that's one that I needed to know.
Wow. So that must be it. So,
yeah,
so is that how you know that you're past the equator?
When your toilet
starts spinning the other direction,
what happens when you're at the equator, though?
It just goes straight down.
Straight down.
Or it doesn't go down.
Well, or you don't have plumbing.
Because if you look at a lot of places along the equator,
they probably don't have good plumbing.
It probably goes straight down because they got an outhouse and.
Just step like 2 feet one direction or the other.
Which way do I want to flush today? I'm going to take that north or south?
I think today's going to be a clockwise day. Tomorrow might be counterclockwise.
Oh, we're straddling the line today, Martha.
Oh, God.
See, yes. You know, I knew I should have done like a single show last week because we had 3, 2, 1, and then up to 4. And like last week, it had just been so blah.
Yes. They'd love to listen to you.
Yeah.
I can imagine you doing a show by yourself. Like
my multiple personalities like, would have kicked up.
Rush Limbaugh style.
Yeah, instead of three in the box, it's Pollock in the box.
Well, I got German in me, too, so it'd be the Pole versus the German.
You're right.
Oh, that could have been...
Yeah.
Ooh. Can we already
you bring out your bipolar self and, like, argue with yourself?
My bipolar self?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wow.
moving on. I think we've got some time for talking about next week and all that kind of stuff.
All right, let's bring it up.
All right. So Christian Follin, still out.
Sad.
Sad.
But true.
Sad but true.
It is Metal Monday.
So yes. Not having Follin, it obviously hurts the Wild at this point, just from a depth standpoint.
Yes.
Considering the struggles of some of the other defensemen, whether you're talking Brodin, Dumba, Scandella, Spurgeon even, you know, I think Spurgeon's negative minus three over the last 8 games, something like that. How much would Follin impact this team's defensive core at this point? Or is it just this team is struggling and that's what he would just be part of the struggle as it is?
You know? I got to say that I'm not the hugest Follin lover. But at this point, I really do miss his presence on the team. I think we really could use some of his size around here at this point right now. I just think that would be valuable. He's not as offensive as, you know, some of our other defensemen. Sure. But I don't think that's what we need right now. I think what we need is some help back in our own zone and, you know.
Some defensive demon.
Yeah, being able to get the puck out of our zone.
Well, does that also play into what we were talking about earlier about, crashing people over in front of the net, clearing the space?
Yeah.
He did that.
Definitely.
Yeah. He's a big enough boy where he can do that. You know?
And we miss his playoff beard. We need that beard going.
Yes.
The
Swede beard.
The Swede beard, the kind of reddish.
But it comes down to a point and it looks great.
Yeah, it does. It's just kind of well groomed.
It's full. You know, it's not pathetic looking like, say,
Granlund.
He's got a beard.
Or Spurgeon.
Yeah.
Spurgeon is actually
the same. Jared.
You know who looks who starts to look mean when he starts getting some facial hair is Koivu. Because his now is coming in, he's old enough where it's coming in thick enough where it's like, he starts to look evil when he gets a beard.
I noticed that Stahl shaved in between games. And it was like, he went from like kind of grizzled vet to like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Why am I on the ice? I mean, it looked like the fact that he didn't have facial hair totally changed his demeanor. And then he shaved for his 1,000th game, I think, is what it was.
You lose your hairs, you lose your...
Samson?
Your wise.
The whole Samson effect?
Yeah. Maybe we should all shave right before the playoffs.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
We'd really have to adjust lights because we'd have, like, beams shining all over the place.
So Olofsson was recalled from Iowa. Mm-hmm. We got him, I think, as a replacement for Follin being out. At this point, though, would you rather see Olofsson or Riley? I don't know that I've been really impressed with Olofsson. But that same regard, Riley's been pretty up and down.
I think Olofsson's got a good future in front of him. I think he's more consistent than Riley.
I agree.
Riley's good, but he's all over the place.
Yeah. And Olofsson, he's a defensive defenseman.
Yeah.
He
doesn't mess up enough.
Back there. Yeah.
You know, you don't hear his name, which I think is a good thing. You don't hear, the commentators complaining about him or saying he missed this or did that.
Right,
he's just out there. He's doing his job, and he's doing it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's good. I think we should keep him up.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. I may have in previous episodes said Riley stay up, but I'm liking Olofsson's play. And yes, we need right now. I mean, it's helping that the D are scoring because that's some of the few points we've been gathering. But with our shots on goal lately. Our forwards are definitely shooting. We need some of that D to play D and not worry so much about the offense right now. I mean, if we can keep the pucks out of our net, it's going to help us way more than having D step up and trying to play offense.
Well, and really, if you look at it, Riley would probably end up being no different than Dumba or Scandella, where they're, contributing offensively, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But defensively, they're a liability, and that Riley was really no different in that regard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Dumba got that one game. He ended up taking two stupid penalties and getting the goal. I mean, that was like game three or four in our loss.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, no, give me a strong D right now that'll just play defense and let the forwards do their job. Let the D stay on the blue line and maybe step up if there's like a golden opportunity, but don't try to force it.
Well, I can't say that much because I think that a lot of our offensive success was coming when we were able to have the, you know, some of those defensemen push up into the play, creating, you know, a fourth man up there, creating odd man, you know, rushes or forechecks. And, you know, so I don't want to say keep our defensemen back at the blue line, but there has to be a healthy balance. You have to make sure you have one guy.
You have to respect your opponents.
Yes.
You know, is really what it comes down to.
Yes.
Is that a matter of changing up the defensive pairings then? Like you put one attacking.
How much more can you change them up?
You do, though. There's not a lot you can do, but.
But when you got Dumba and Scandella on the same pairing, you're going to be kind of screwed.
Yes, because they're both going to go pinching in, and
you got
a forward dropping back to cover.
Right, you might have one guy who's, you know, coming back, but you have another guy that's kind of flailing.
That's when you put Holland and Zucker on your forward line because you got two guys that can skate back faster than anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, there is that. So speaking of, you know, the up and down, Graevac, he's kind of ping-ponging between Iowa and up here. I think he just got sent down today. Mm-hmm. With that, though, Luke Kunin from Wisconsin.
Scanny.
Banters.
Well, he played for Wisconsin. He's not from Wisconsin.
Correct. But he's
He played for the U.S. in the World Juniors.
Right, but he's basically at the point where, you know, Wisconsin season's over. He's contemplating whether or not, should I go pro at this point? Considering, you know, Graevac and what we've seen of him, would the Wild be better off if we can maybe move Kunin in there as that flex guy? Or is that just a poor man's Parisi at this point?
I'm going to say, any way you look at that, that's not a good idea at this point in his career right now.
Well, can the team afford it? I mean, can we afford to have an experiment in these last few weeks?
Well, he's not going to cost a whole lot of money. He's going to be on a two-way
but
contract.
But can we afford it in a win-loss perspective?
Yeah, we can't really.
Yeah.
You know, they have to figure out with who they've got right now, I think.
Could it be any worse, though, than we've been doing with whatever we've been...
We do have a few rentals that we have to fill in that gap next year.
Right.
So, next year.
Well, Kunin's not going to be available this year.
Right.
Kunin cannot be available for anything this year. He just got done with college. So
right.
Yeah.
At the very most, I mean, I don't even know if Iowa could make use of him this year with... Felska would know best about that.
But that would be the greatest sitcom ever.
Felskinos. No, I mean, like, this jive we're talking about all next year right now with Kunin, because, I mean, he can't come up. He has not played enough games. He can't play any games, you know. So, we've got some guys that we've got this year that are basically rentals that are going to be missing next year if contracts aren't fulfilled. Kunin would be a cheap option if he is actually that promising.
And, you know, I don't know. I know that a lot of the guys lately have been, you know, optioning out of, you know, their college to, you know, jump into the ranks or, you know, get their NHL career started. I think that there's, unless you're a very, very exceptional 18, 19, 20-year-old, you're going to need more playing time, and I think you're better off in a place like a college where you're going to be probably one of the best on your team. You're going to get lots of ice time, and you're going to get to, you know, play the game. And I know that it's a completely different speed when you go from college to the AHL and then to the NHL. So I think that you're going to do more to develop your game back there at the college ranks. You might not necessarily have like the pro coaches with you or whatever, but I just think it does you more good down there.
I think Frost and Chris just saw exactly what I saw.
What?
But Felska is saying that Kunin should stay in college. And he also says Felska does know best, and his spinoff, Teresa Knows the Kitchen.
Oh, man.
Also, the spinoff of that is Derek Knows the Couch.
Okay, and on with the program.
So we got four games this upcoming week. Sharks at Wild on Tuesday. The Flyers at Wild on Thursday. We got a three-game little homestand here.
Mm-hmm.
Canucks on Saturday against the Wild. And then the Wild travel to Detroit on Sunday. Another one of these back-to-back. Here's back the thing, though.
Going to Detroit, it doesn't seem like it's that far, but they're...
Detroit.
Detroit. They are a time zone over from us, so we do lose an hour.
We do.
Going over there.
I'm not worried, though. We've got a nice week at home where, you know, the guys are going to sleep most likely in their own beds.
You'd hope so.
Unless you're Derek. Yeah. Then you're sleeping on the couch.
Just saying that gave me a semi.
But yeah, so, you know, hopefully it is a nice change up for the boys here this week. And, you know, I'm really hoping that they can get things turned around. I think that the way they ended the last game with Winnipeg, I know that we were off to a horrid start. Were we down 3-0 or 4? We were down 4-0. Yeah. And, I mean, we managed to work our way back into that game. Only to lose in the end, but I think that.
Well,
I hope we're seeing the light on the other. Okay. The other side of
let's
the tunnel.
Let's before you ask that, let's do a lightning round. What do we think these four games are going to be? Just give what you think win loss is going to be. You can run down what you expect.
I got this.
Okay, go ahead.
San Jose, I see a 3-1 win by the Wild. I think our goalies are going to actually turn up this game, and our D's going to turn up. Philly at the Wild, I'm going to go with a 4-3 game in OT. I think it's going to be tough. I think, for whatever reason, I don't know why, Vancouver is going to be a 4-2 loss, and Detroit's going to be a 5-2 loss because Detroit's a crappy team this year, and I think this might be Detroit's first time not making the playoffs in ever. And the Wild cannot seem to play crappy teams decently.
And I'm going to think that the Wild are going to go probably go 2-1-1 over this stretch.
I think that's basically what I had.
At a point here, yeah, I know, but it was long and drawn out. I don't even know what it was.
No, I think I have 2-1-1.
Yeah. So I think that they're definitely going to turn it around this week. Something's got to change here. You know, maybe it's an overtime loss that, you know, starts the tides turning, but it's gonna happen.
I can see us taking the three home games. I think the crowd, if we can get the crowd behind us, make it like a playoff atmosphere. I mean, they're all close together. Just get fired up, get the boys fired up. Like, I think we can
like Minnesotans are. They're gonna sit there, sit there quiet until there's something to cheer about.
Oh no, that wasn't a good play.
The only reason is because they're in between the ice fishing and non-ice fishing season right now.
Don't quite know what to do. But then I think you're right about possibly losing to Detroit. Detroit's got nothing to play for, so they're just gonna go out and just do whatever and just play to win.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go. I'm on the fence between 2-2 and 3-1, but I'm going to go 2-2. I'm thinking wins against Vancouver and Philadelphia, with bookending it with losses against Detroit and San Jose.
So we're going to have a 6-game losing streak, according to you.
I don't want it, but you know I'm just apprehensive.
Being realistic,
I'm just apprehensive about the Wild being able to win.
It's tough right now.
Yeah,
right. I think we got that Indian fever from. The movie.
The movie.
The movie.
The movie with the stuff and the things.
With the Cleveland Indians. The...
Oh,
Major League.
Major League, yeah.
All right. So, do we still have time for Twitter talk tonight?
Yeah, let's.
Let's rapid fire this.
All right, rapid fire Twitter talk coming right up.
Okay, first question from Scott Drain at Scott Drain Scott. Whoa. Okay, what the hell is happening this month? Team slump?
Well, yes.
Yes.
I think we basically talked about that all episode.
They have not had enough Shamrock Shakes, I don't think. I think that's probably a big problem.
You know, maybe we got to get the... Who is the Irish guy that we had on our team? The one Irish NHL player.
It's too late now anyways. It's past St. Patty's.
Owen Nolan.
Owen Nolan. Maybe we needed
Old Gray Balls.
Old Gray Balls. Should have had him. We needed a leprechaun.
Next question comes in from Megan Canny at Uncanny Megan. Have the Wild gotten too comfy and lost their fire?
Chris?
Did they spend too long at the top of the heap? Maybe. Not enough challenge.
Yeah.
And keep the game up.
I'm going to say probably. They had a pretty easy schedule for a while, and it's gotten a little more difficult. I don't think it's going to get any easier, but you look at the schedule, they should be able to do a little better at this point.
I'm going to go, you know, I think they realize that, holy crap, we're on top and we're in Minnesota towards the end of the season, so we got to lose some because Minnesota teams don't end out on top.
I'm just thinking that the season is catching up with them. I know they had, like, during the beginning of the season, there was lots of, you know, time between games, and now we're starting to see a lot more back-to-backs and day on, day off type stuff. But I think that, you know, hopefully, you know, this time at home next week will, you know, allow for them to recoup some here and get back some gusto under them.
All right. This is from Derek Felska at Crease and Assist. Will the NHL's decision not to release the expansion draft unprotected list come back to bite the league big time? Let's start off with Aaron.
It's going to get released at some point, so it probably will.
You think it will?
I think it's going to end up biting the teams in the ass at some point when it comes to negotiation and be like, well, why do you expose me? You obviously don't value me that much.
See, and this is the whole thing about them exposing teams, though, was they're trying to not hurt the millennial feelings with, like, oh, no, why is he protected and I'm not?
That is not a millennial thing. That's a everyone thing. Why do you want to fire him and not me? That guy doesn't do anything. Why are you firing me? I mean, that's
it's an just age, more pronounced now.
It's an age-old. It's an age-old. It's not a millennial thing. Come on.
So, okay.
The Russians are going to put it out anyway. It'll be on WikiLeaks within a
week. There's our answer. We're done. Next.
All right. Next question from Hockey Paws at Fans for Hockey. Here's my question. Is there a tampon big enough for these effing pussy losers? Just saying. Sorry. Back to Happy Place. 3 in TB. 3 in tuberculosis. So what do you think? Is there a tampon big enough for the Wild?
Are we going up the nose?
I don't even know what the question means. Hockey Pause, I'm sorry. I'm lost here. Where do we even go? I don't even know where we go from this.
No.
I think I need to drink some more Mintu to understand.
They're
going to
let
question.
The blood keep flowing to fill the Stanley Cup up and drink from it.
Good answer. Okay. Jive, next question.
All right. Next question comes in from Derek Felska at Crease and Assist. Which Wild player should feel lucky you're not the Minnesota Wild GM right now? I'd like to hear each of your answers.
I got my Dumba right now because Dumba. I'm pretty sure I tweeted this as 3 in the box earlier this week, but I would make him wear 55 as a dunce cap, so that way every time he kept screwing up, he'd have Dumba 55 as in dumb ass.
Ah, gotcha. It took me a while.
You got to look at it typed out.
Yeah.
And if I'm the wild GM right now, one of the people who would feel very, very uncomfortable would be Scandella. You'd be walking a thin layer of ice that hopefully he wouldn't break through, which I probably wouldn't expect because he doesn't carry his size around very, very much so. So bring your defense on, please.
I got to go Coil. Just man up.
I'm going to go Brodeen. He's overpaid, and he's not physical, and he's not Spurgeon. You know, if I want an undersized, kind of weak defenseman, I'd pick Spurgeon over him any day.
Jive, who is your guy?
Scandy.
So we got 3D, and we got 1-4.
I can't disagree with Coil, though, either.
No.
I mean, you can't. Honestly, any one of the four players we picked,
they could go.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with that.
But
I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Yep. I mean, I'm just saying though, like,
and they're all making millions at this point. I mean, they're not like rental free guys that,
and they all have contracts.
Yeah, they all have contracts. So I would feel confident with any of those guys, to be honest.
Yep, I totally agree.
Yeah.
So last question from Special Agent Halsey at Finnesotan 12. Oh, sorry.
Second line.
It should stay like be called up. Should he?
No. It doesn't make any sense to me.
This late in the season, I think you have to stick with your veterans. And
well, Stalock's a veteran, but at the same point, I don't know that he's going to be any better than the Milkman. I'm just, it's whatever.
He's not going to get any ice time.
No.
That's right. But what you also got to remember is Kemper's been sitting up here all season long getting no ice time.
He's doing the Backstrom.
Yes. And
well,
and
not quite.
And so you're going to have a goalie with cold feet. Maybe you have a goalie like you know something with Stalock who's been playing all season long down there in the AHL. I mean, you know, maybe he's seasoned enough that he could come up and be more of an impact than the Milkman.
I just don't see it. I would rather put Kemper in right now and just see what he does.
Play him.
Okay, so we're at the end of the Twitter talk, but Chris, do you have any questions for us?
I did have a question. I threw it out there. It is, name current Minnesota players in the top line, so three forwards, each position, center, right wing, left wing, and the 2D. Who would you have and why?
Wild players or
Minnesota-born players in the NHL currently?
Blake Wheeler. Dustin Byfuglien.
Okay, why?
Dustin Byfuglien's been just kind of cleaning up right now.
We don't have to worry about money, right?
No.
Yeah, Byfuglien's and he's big. Granted, he hasn't won anything.
He won
with the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks, yes.
But
Okposo?
Sure.
TJ Oshie.
Oshie's an easy one.
Oshie,
yes.
Yep.
Yep. Are we picking just the top three forwards and top 2D?
One center, one left wing, one right wing, and 2D.
Now I got actually.
How they
like
currently are playing or how they previously have played?
Just current form, previously, it's all up to you.
Because I'd like to take the Parisi of old.
Yeah. Well, but he played for Nodak.
But he's a Minnesota boy. Minnesota born, yes. You know.
Well, I mean, does Crosby count? Because he played at Shattuck.
Okay, but who's our goalie?
Well, I'm not even naming a goalie because
it's going to be Stalock then?
It has to be Stalock. Yeah.
You don't need to name
or Wilcox or
does Crosby count? Because Crosby played at Shattuck.
No, he's not a Minnesota boy.
No,
can we go old school?
No, current. Let's make it difficult.
Okay.
So who do we got right now? We got Oshie.
Okay, who would be Cinnamon? I'm throwing Derek Stepan out there.
I don't know who you'd go with other than Stepan. Actually,
yeah.
Yeah, I think Stepan would be the one.
He's a lock for 1,000 points in his career, I think.
Which is odd considering how mediocre his college career was.
College isn't the NHL.
It isn't. But his, I mean, he just didn't put up a ton of points in his college career. And you look at any sport, when you're at the lower levels, you usually don't get to the larger levels and then score more. Yeah. So that's where he's diverging a little bit, which I find awesome. And I had a good discussion with someone about that. Mm-hmm. Cullen, really?
Cullen's actually like, for whatever reason, the grayer his balls have gotten, the better he's played.
I think he's older than me and Jive.
76
combined.
He's my age. Me and Cullen, man, we're like this.
Yeah. See. See, I understand.
Where was he from? I don't know.
Potato Town.
Oh, Moorhead.
Moorhead?
Yeah.
The Spuds. They were good. They were. Now I'm thinking back to high school when I was playing in high school.
We got Paul Martin.
I'll pass on Paul Martin.
Goligoski. Niskanen. Niskanen I would go with.
Niskanen's kind of old, though, too.
But Niskanen also just scored on the Wild.
But he's still kind of old, so.
Eric Johnson.
Letty.
Nick Letty. What about Letty?
I'm not a big Letty fan. I mean, I don't think we traded him for anything good, but at the same, because it was Cam Barker.
How about this for a forward, Nick Bjugstad?
Okay, I like Bjugstad, actually.
I like Bjugstad when he was playing with the Gophers. I still think, is he with Florida now or Tampa Bay?
Florida.
I still think he's a very solid forward.
Would you want to reunite the Bjugstad Hall of line?
Ooh. That's interesting.
That'll be like the fourth line for the Wild. It'll be the Gophers line.
I would love that line, though.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that. They scored a lot at the U, so.
Schrader.
Blake Wheeler.
Yep.
I think Wheeler's got to be in that.
I think 60 points. I thought we said Blake Wheeler, didn't we?
Yeah. Wheeler's got to be in there.
Yep.
Backus.
I mean, I know Okposo is, I think, third or fourth in out of scoring for the Minnesota-born players. So he's up there.
About David Backus?
I love that guy.
I like
he's a pain I hate in the playing ass, against him.
But he's just a great player.
I hate playing against him, but yeah, he is a great player.
He's not going to score a lot at this point in his career, but he's
an assist merchant though.
He's just damn physical too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not going to let you just stand there.
He has 500 points in his career.
He's going to make you pay for sitting around.
Yeah,
and I respect the hell out of that.
All right.
Oh, Tim says Anders Lee. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, and he's also, I think, top crazy. Five as far as Minnesota-born players in scoring this year. So, and Justin Falk has stunk.
Yeah, I could do with or without Justin Falk.
Yeah.
Because he went through the Wild organization for a minute.
Different
didn't he?
Falk.
Different Falk?
Yeah. And that Falk has not been playing very well, so...
All right.
Any other questions for us?
No, that was it. I mean,
that was a good question. I mean,
it makes you think because there's a lot
that's
to choose
not
from.
That one actually needs some research. Mm-hmm. It's not so much of a spot-on question.
No, I think we winged it pretty well.
We did. I mean, we just started naming off Minnesota players.
Just hoping that would stick.
Well, I mean...
And as we're winging, I'm like,
the thing is, we all play fantasy hockey, so we all have a pulse. Yes. Yeah. We have a pulse on who is... You know, pertinent as far as players go, regardless of whether they're their origin story.
Even though it's been 2 weeks, this has been a long episode.
It has been.
We need to wrap this up.
We do. Right. So, yeah, let's start with Kenny. Where can people find what you're up to?
Pretty much at Nostracanius, either on Twitter or Instagram. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can see where I'm at, the interesting things I'm doing, and, you know, random thoughts that I have crossed my mind.
Chris.
That works out great, actually.
Chris, where can people find what you're up to?
My most candid thoughts come out on Twitter at MNFrostyBoy. I would say there.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Oofta. When
you almost got the oofta down.
That was almost believable.
Try it again.
Oofta.
No. Give me a real oofta.
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 No.
I'm not doing it. I can't oofta. Cross that line.
He's not a monkey.
I can't cross that line.
Don't you know?
We get what? 12 minutes of a game and then it's over?
How about a don't you know?
Don't you know?
That's kind of believable. All right.
It's just gonna come out natural. It's gonna flow naturally.
Right.
You just can't do it oofta.
No, it's gonna flow like Ryan White's here.
Oofta.
There. See? And sometimes it does happen, and I'm just like, holy crap, I'm Minnesotan.
Jive, where can people find what you're up to?
You can follow me. I'm on Twitter. I am at Jive Midnight.
All right. As for myself, you can find links to everything I'm doing at about.me/TheAaron. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at 3inthebox. If you got questions, send us those tweets at #3ITB. Obviously, we'll probably read them on the show. Listen to our podcast. Go to iTunes. Go to Pocket Cast. Go to Google Play. Go to whatever. Rate us. You know, say good things about us. Say we're not terrible, because we're not, you know.
Oh,
you ruined me there.
There is a half of a thumbs up that just went down.
We are now 4.5 stars. Thanks, Jive. That's it. Download us. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Thanks for having it.
All right.
Hello!